This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. Top stories first. High-level coordination committee for prevention and control of coronavirus decides to increase number of COVID-19 tests. Domestic and international flights to be halted until April 30. Rapid diagnostic tests being carried out in all districts of Bagmati and Sudurpashchimi state. Health Ministry clarifies no confirmation of coronavirus infection except in 16 persons. 15,800 samples tested for diagnosis of coronavirus as of yesterday. International Monetary Fund projects Nepal's economic growth rate at 2.5% in 2020. And South Korean President Moon Lead Party wins landslide victory in parliamentary election. WHO chief rejects US President Trump's decision to hold funding for the organization. Now the news in detail. The High-Level Coordination Committee for Prevention and Control of Coronavirus has decided to increase the number of tests in order to combat the infection of the virus in the country. The 19th meeting of the committee held yesterday decided to expedite the testing considering the vulnerable state of the infection as well as the rising number of COVID-19 cases. Sharing the decision of the meeting, Secretary at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Narendra Prasad Bidari said health workers and committed institutions will be mobilized in order to expand the reach and number of COVID-19 tests. The meeting chaired by Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Ishwar Pokhrel also decided to facilitate the import of medical supplies through the private sector and give continuity to the procurement process through the health ministry. The meeting has also decided to continue a smooth supply of most essential goods and ensure unobstructed import and transportation of goods through border areas by mobilizing security agencies in a coordinated manner. A decision was taken to provide relief to the Delhi residents who are at risk of the deprivation of food during the lockdown. Earlier, the Supreme Court had issued an order in the name of the government to bring special packages targeting Delhi residents, laborers and poor people during the lockdown. The meeting has also decided to hold domestic and international flights until April 30. It was also decided to bring back home those Nepalese working at the United Nations in Afghanistan. Around 62 Nepalese are working for the UN in Afghanistan. The Ministry of Health and Population has informed that 15,800 samples were tested for the diagnosis of the coronavirus as of yesterday. The ministry also clarified that no coronavirus infection except in 16 persons were found in Nepal. In a regular media briefing organized at the health ministry yesterday, ministry spokesperson Dr. Bikas Depkota informed that 6,871 throat swab samples were tested via PCR machine and 8,929 samples were examined via rapid diagnostic test kits. The ministry informed that 2,894 samples have been tested in the last 24 hours. Ministry spokesperson Dr. Depkota further informed that all the districts in Bagmati province and Sudurpashchim province have initiated tests for the coronavirus via the rapid diagnostic test kits. He added that 7 districts of State 1, 3 districts of State 2, 2 districts in Karnali State and each 1 district in Gandaki State and State 5 are yet to initiate the testing. Meantime, rapid diagnostic test for coronavirus of the people living at the Kathmandu's Pepsi-Cola-based Sun City apartment is being carried out following 2 persons in the apartment were tested positive. The health ministry stated that 298 people living at the apartment tested negative for the coronavirus via rapid diagnostic test. The ministry also informed that an earlier case found positive in the apartment via the rapid diagnostic test is confirmed negative for the virus by the National Public Health Laboratory. The ministry said 5,614 persons are in quarantine and 117 persons are receiving treatment in isolation wards across the country. Development and Technology Committee under the Federal Parliament has directed the government to continue the construction of the national prize projects during the lockdown with proper caution recommended by the Ministry of Health and Population. Chairperson of the committee, Kalyari Kharka, said the government should commence a study about the possibility of continuing with the pride projects. According to her, the National Planning Commission should lead the assessment of the pride projects and should look into the alternatives of expediting the work at the projects, measures of workers and staff's health, safety and supply of raw and construction materials. The main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has suggested the government to extend the scope of coronavirus tests in the country. In a press release issued by Nepali Congress spokesperson Biswa Prakash Sharma yesterday, the party stated that the extension of lockdown could not work if the test scope is not expanded and the additional measures are not effectively adopted. The party has appealed the government to strengthen the alertness by correcting the mistakes from the past first phase and learn lessons from the countries hard hit by the COVID-19. The party has also drawn the government's attention for taking speed in the supply of medical equipments and expansion of test scope with high alertness. The Nepali Congress has also stressed on the expansion of PCR method as the results of rapid diagnostic test kits were not reliable globally. However, Nepali Congress has appreciated the expansion task of coronavirus testing centers in the country. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has projected that the economic growth rate of Nepal in the year 2020 will be narrowed at 2.5%. Releasing the World Economy Outlook report, the IMF projected that the economic growth rate of Nepal will be at 2.5% in 2020 and 5% in 2021. However, the IMF projection has showed that Nepal's economic growth rate at satisfactory level among the member countries of the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation. The government is collecting details for mobilizing volunteers workforce in the efforts for the prevention and control of coronavirus. The Ministry of Health and Population has formed a committee coordinated by Medical Education Committee Vice Chair Sri Krishna Giri to proceed towards that end. The committee also comprises Ministry's Chief Specialist Roshan Pokhrel, Joint Secretary Dr. Gunaraj Lohani and Deepak Sharma of the Ministry of Education. The committee had so far prepared details over 2,000 medical force who are the graduates from several medical colleges wishing to volunteer in the COVID-19 prevention and control efforts. Earlier, the government had decided to mobilize retired doctors and those studied on government scholarship in the battle against the coronavirus. The State 5 government has decided to provide a special grant to the local levels under its jurisdiction in order to encourage bottom-up efforts for suppressing the global pandemic of COVID-19. Chief Minister's Press Advisor Sir Bahadur Keshi said a meeting of the State Council of Ministers held yesterday at the Chief Minister's office in Butwal took the decision to provide a special grant amounting to rupees 136 million to 109 local levels and 12 district coordination committees. Under the special package, local levels would receive a grant of rupees 130 million while the district coordination committees will get rupees 6 million. Likewise, the state government decided to provide grant amount of rupees 1 million each to 73 rural municipalities within its boundary. The meeting also instructed the local levels to spend the grant in the management of quarantines and relief packages to the most affected daily wages and low-income people due to the lockdown. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छ त छ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back to the news. Chief Minister Bagmati State Dormari Parel has stressed the need for encouraging farmers during the lockdown. In a video conference with chiefs of local levels in the state yesterday, he emphasized that people should engage in producing agricultural produces by maintaining social distance during the lockdown. The video conference focused on the impact caused by the coronavirus pandemic. The number of people to undergo tests for coronavirus has increased in the Kathmandu Valley after two persons tested positive for the COVID-19. The people especially returned from abroad in recent times have begun visiting hospitals for the COVID-19 test. Five persons have been so far contracted with the coronavirus in the Kathmandu Valley. Director at Sukravas Tropical and Infectious Disease Control Hospital, Dr. Sagar Raj Bhandari, informed that the number of people visiting the hospital has reached 30 from 15 a day. Business community has started conversations to find ways for protecting the private sector and addressing issues of related workers after the coronavirus pandemic hit the multidimensional impact. Speaking at a Zoom discussion session yesterday, the participants stressed Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry to take a lead in this course and the payment issue of workers. During the discussion organized by the Society of Economic Journalists, President of Confederation of Nepalese Industries, Satish Kumar, assured the final decision in this regard with the payment of workers would be taken within a week after discussions with all sector stakeholders concerned. Employees joining the discussions suggested for 33% contribution by employers, the government and employees themselves to address payment issues. You are listening to 8 AM English News from Radio Nepal. Now some international updates. In the yesterday's elections, selecting 300 members of the National Assembly, the Democratic Party of Korea obtained 163 out of 253 constituencies. According to the National Election Commission of South Korea, President Moon Jae-in led party on the landslide victory. The main opposition, United Future Party, won in 84 constituencies. The head of the World Health Organization, WHO, Tedros Ghebreyesus, said he rejected the decision by US President Donald Trump to pull funding for the organization, but he called on world unity to fight the new coronavirus pandemic. WHO director said the US has been a long-standing and generous friend of the WHO, and it hopes the US will continue to do so. The U.S. President Donald Trump has said he will present new guidelines allowing some states to reopen, arguing data indicates the U.S. is past the peak of the coronavirus pandemic. He said the encouraging developments have put the U.S. in a very strong position to finalize the guidelines for states on reopening the country. He added the new rules would be revealed at a press conference on Thursday afternoon. The global death toll from the coronavirus has surpassed 134,000, while the infection cases have jumped 2,060,000. According to the US-based Johns Hopkins University, more than 28,000 coronavirus-related fatalities have been recorded in the US. The infection cases in the US has topped 637,000. Italy has reported more than 21,600 deaths, while Spain has recorded more than 18,000. 800 deaths from the virus infection. Infection cases in India has jumped to 12,300 and 405 deaths are recorded. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Brief rain or thunderstorms accompanied with lightning, gusty winds and hail is possible at some places of the eastern and central regions and at a few places of the western region. Now the Kathmandu Valley's weather report recorded in last 24 hours. Maximum temperature 29 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature 15.4 degrees Celsius, humidity 88%, sunrise was at 5:38 a.m., sunset will be at 6:30 p.m. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. High-level Coordination Committee for Prevention and Control of Coronavirus decides to increase the number of COVID-19 tests, domestic and international flights to be halted until April 30. Rapid diagnostic tests being carried out in all districts of Bagmati and Sudhir Pashchim State. Health Ministry clarifies no confirmation of coronavirus infection except in 16 persons. 15,800 samples tested for diagnosis of coronavirus as of yesterday. International Monetary Fund projects Nepal's economic growth rate at 2.5% in 2020, and South Korean President Moon-led party wins a landslide victory in parliamentary election. WHO chief rejects U.S. President Trump's decision to hold funding for the organization. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Next English bulletin will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.